From Washington, this is VOA News. More than 50 people are reported dead in a series of bombings in Maiduguri, the capital of Nigeria's Borno state, where the Boko Haram militant group has its stronghold. The death toll is at least 55, with around 140 people wounded, according to police. I'm David Byrd, reporting from Washington. Reports from Nigeria say that four blasts struck the town within hours on Saturday. Several of them were detonated by female suicide bombers. One blast from a suicide bomber on a rickshaw hit a busy fish market. Another bomb went off at a different market known as the Monday Market. A VOA reporter says a group of young vigilantes have barricaded major roadways, detouring traffic and causing panic. He said several of the vigilantes stopped one of the bombers from reaching the center of the market, but then lost their lives when the bomber detonated her device. A state government official said medical workers have been mobilized to help victims of Saturday's violence. Gunmen shot up a restaurant in Mali's capital early Saturday, killing at least five people and wounding several others. Police have arrested two suspects but have not revealed their identities. Two Malians, a French national, and a Belgian were killed when the assailants opened fire in the restaurant in a Bamako neighborhood popular with expatriates. Malian Prime Minister Modibo Keita said he and the country's president wanted to show solidarity with the victims.
Vous comprenez que nous devons, en tout premier lieu,
French President François Hollande denounced the attack in a statement calling it a cowardly act and adding that security has been stepped up at the French embassy and other French installations in Mali. This is VOA News. The head of Russia's Federal Security Service says that Russia has detained two suspects in the murder of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. Alexander Bornikov said on Saturday that the two men, Anzor Gubashev and Zaur Dadaev, are both from Russia's troubled North Caucasus region. He said they are suspected of carrying out the crime, but it is not clear whether either of them was accused of firing the fatal shots. Nemtsov was shot four times in the back as he and a female companion crossed a bridge over the Moscow River. His death came just days before he was to have led an anti-war and anti-Putin rally in Moscow. The Kremlin has denied involvement in Nemtsov's murder. President Vladimir Putin labeled the killing a provocation and vowed the government would do everything to ensure those responsible are properly punished. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it is up to Tehran to show the world and to prove that Iran's description of its nuclear program as peaceful is indeed exactly that. As he has said before, Kerry reported there has been progress in talks between Iran and the world powers about the country's nuclear program, but the secretary said that gaps remain.
We're all mindful that the days are ticking by, but we're not feeling a sense of urgency that we have to get any deal. We have to get the right deal.
The group negotiating with Iran hopes to reach a framework agreement, the outline of an eventual full deal, by the end of this month. There is a tentative deadline of June 30th for a final agreement acceptable to both sides. Iran is seeking a deal that will provide relief from crippling economic sanctions imposed as a result of the widespread Western belief that Iran's supposedly peaceful nuclear program conceals secret work on nuclear weapons. U.S. President Barack Obama has praised those men and women who faced police beatings, tear gas, and attack dogs 50 years ago as they marched for voting rights in Alabama. Speaking in Selma, the site of the so-called Bloody Sunday confrontation between civil rights marchers and police, Mr. Obama said that what the marchers did through nonviolent protest will reverberate through the ages because they proved that love and hope can conquer hate. The president said the lesson of the Selma marchers is that the work on what he called the American experiment in self-government is never done. Mr. Obama's remarks came at a ceremony to mark 50 years since the first of several civil rights marches in Alabama that led to the passage of the Voting Rights Act. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.